Americans continue to debate Obamacare. In Turkey, universal health care has been around since 2003. It's been extremely popular and helped boost support for the ruling party and Prime Minister Erdogan. But there does seem to be a downside to the program, at least for Turkey's doctors. It's not an economic problem. Instead, Turkish doctors say that since the country instituted free health care, they're experiencing high rates of physical abuse. Dalia Mortada has a story from Istanbul.
The first time I met Özgül Pamukçu, it was to talk about sexual harassment in Istanbul. We agreed, it's a huge problem. But then she said, for me, it's even worse at work. I was shocked because, well, she's a doctor.
It's like a terrorism or like a nightmare of being in the outpatient clinic.
Pamukçu says, like in so many places in the world, the clinic is crowded. People are agitated and she has to get through as many patients as possible, sometimes up to 70 each shift. But what makes it really unbearable is the abuse. Like the one time a man screamed at her and said he could do a better job caring for his sick daughter.
He starts to shout at me and then came to me and then just kicking me, some pushed me, and then security came about a half an hour later. But every day in the outpatient clinic, we are facing verbal violence as well.
Pamukçu considers herself lucky. She's only been attacked a few times by patients or their relatives in the 4 years since graduating from med school. She says emergency room doctors have it worse.
Ben Caner Çelik, 6 yıllık hekimim.
Caner Çelik's been an ER doctor for 3 years.
Hasta ya da hasta yakınının şiddetine maruz kalmak en çok korktuğum şey bu.
Çelik says where he works, things get violent all the time. Doctors are often treated as if they're the ones who injured the patients, who shot or stabbed them.
Ondan önceki bir olayı da bahsedeyim, mesela aklıma gelen bir arkadaşımızın omzu çıktı.
Çelik says in just the past couple of years, a colleague had his shoulder dislocated, another was attacked with 19-inch knives, and a secretary was assaulted so viciously she ended up in a coma. The stories get more shocking the more you hear them. And the thing is, you hear them a lot. A recent study found that 70% of doctors have been attacked. Around 90% have witnessed violence at work. So why is this happening so much? No one could really explain it, but some, including my friend Özgül Pamukçu, blame the government. In 2003, Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan announced, "The days that doctors are regarded as above people are over."
If your prime minister uses this kind of speech, then it's normal for everyone to accept this kind of behaviors.
That speech was part of Erdogan's AKP government's push for universal health care. But besides instituting free care at public facilities, the law banned doctors who worked at public hospitals from having private practices on the side. Doctors argued the private clinics supplemented their measly public salary. But people decried doctors as insensitive and money-grubbing. The government says it hasn't demonized anyone. In fact, a spokeswoman says via email that the AKP has prioritized health workers' safety. The woman, a doctor-turned-politician, heads a new commission to investigate violence against doctors, and she says the new system is a model of healthcare that's met all of Turkey's needs. In the waiting room at one of Istanbul's public hospitals, Ramazan Erdoğan says the government has done a great job.
15 yıldan önce çok çok iyi. Biz 15 yıl önce ilaç bulamazdık.
Before 2003, Erdoğan says he couldn't afford to get treated for his migraines. He could never get a doctor's appointment. Now, the system is easy and free, so he's happy. Erdoğan says he knows that violence against doctors is an issue, but he doesn't think it's because people hate doctors. He says it's more of a cultural thing.
Hayır, ben herhangi bir şiddet görmedim.
Turkish people are way too impatient. They get angry too quickly, Erdoğan says. But we need to look at things from the patient's perspective. In the end, someone is sick, and that can be scary and raises stress levels. The government says its new commission has led to more than 14,000 cases of violence against doctors being prosecuted in the past 2 years. They've convicted nearly 1,000. There's also a lot more security in hospitals, according to the government. And there's an abuse hotline to report cases of violence as they're happening, kind of like a doctor's 911. Welcome to the Health Ministry's White Coat Hotline to report verbal or physical abuse, it announces. To file a complaint, please press 5. But things can't change soon enough for people like Caner Çelik and his wife, Sinem, who's also an emergency room doctor.
Yani hani şey diyorsun, yıllardır çalıştığım, emek verdiğim hekimlik hayatında.
Sinem says she's given so much of her life to becoming a doctor, years of education and working long hours, only to find that she fears for her safety. She says if she had to do it all over again, she wouldn't study to be a doctor. For The World, I'm Dalia Mortada in Istanbul.